Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning. Thursday, November the 16th, 2023, 12 minutes past the hour, 43 degrees and sunny skies, 1 week away from the big turkey day. Last day of really nice weather, so go out there and enjoy it today before the weather turns ugly and rainy and cold. Tomorrow is the outlook that I've seen. And then just kind of plain cold after that. Well, the fruitcake toss is heating up here, that's for sure. Now, we do want to make our two McDonald's announcements here again. Thanks to their flyers. The McRib returns November 17th through 19th, starting tomorrow. Now, again, I don't know if this is every McDonald's or just the one on Route 95. But you get a free medium fry and soft drink with the purchase of a McRib. And I guess that's starting tomorrow. Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
I got your couple.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I see. Mary Switzer has to call me back. Mary Ellen, she says she can't throw it, but she said a yes.
Oh, well, good. So Mary Ellen will be there.
Well, she said put her down for a yes because you don't know if it's going to be a blizzard or storm or something. And then Mayor Kellogg said yes.
Oh, Mayor Kellogg, back for a third year.
Yeah, I think he's getting tired of me calling.
No, no. What did he seem cranky this morning?
No, I just said that because sometimes it feels like I'm bothering people.
You know, Mayor Kellogg likes to talk to people. I saw him not too long ago, and I think he likes to be out in events like this.
Yeah, he probably does, but, in different stuff, so... Tomorrow it'll be raining, and I'll call some tomorrow, because today I've got a ton of stuff to do, so.
And we'll be on through 1 o'clock tomorrow, so you can call in anytime tomorrow and let us know. So Mary Ellen is a definite yes. It's interesting, because Mary Ellen, 2 years ago, she had a death in the family. She couldn't come. Last year,
she broke
her leg last year. She couldn't come. So maybe this year is finally the year. I know she was talking about it last night, so I think... she definitely wanted to... I know, she can't throw it very far, but we'll find something fun for her to do.
Yeah, it's the same older people, but I was thinking, too, maybe another time you could have, giveaway prizes. The male, the female, and one for children. 18 or under.
Well, you know...
And then it'd be kind of neat. You said a mascot. Maybe you could use the police dog and put antlers on him.
Well, that would be interesting because I don't know. What mascots do we have in Marion? We have the police dog, but what do we have anything else here in Marion that's considered a mascot?
No, but for Thanksgiving, when you do your Thanksgiving thing, you could have somebody, you don't do anything really for it, but you could have a turkey.
I know
chicken.
We could have a. Well, I'm hoping that Santa Claus might be around when we light the tree on Friday next week. We're supposed to have Santa Claus, I don't know, but it's good that we got Mary Ellen and Mayor Kellogg. Those are two mainstays. And if we got Bill Collins, really the only one we're missing now is Mayor Schertzer.
Yeah, usually when I talk to them, I don't know if they can send a memo, but I think I asked the fire department if they could send, to the other stations. I got the chief, I guess. And, that way they would all know. I don't know how... Because I don't do computers. I just keyed on one for 21 years. I never got in there because if I screwed up, I'd get fired or something. So I just keyed on one, and I don't know what all you could do on a computer. But if they could send a memo to all the fire departments, I guess the city, county, or whatever.
So I think really the only two now then that we don't have, you say you called the mayor's office and they're going to get back with you?
Yeah, and I haven't called Sheriff Bales yet, and I haven't called the fire department. And then I forget all the other names. City council people.
Oh, yeah.
I had theirs.
Well, they might be a little more receptive. Yeah,
well, if he couldn't come last year, I think he had to go up to Cleveland. And Jason, I don't know if I asked him to tell the members. I think I did.
Okay.
Because he's the only member I had of them, and they're all new this time, I think. So.
Well, my impression from the city council members was they wanted to do it, but we waited a little late. And I think that's why this year we're starting this a little earlier, so that way people can get it on their schedule. And hopefully that'll be the case with Mayor Schertzer.
Yeah, well, I'll try to get a hold of Jason because, and then I think he was going to ask me, you know, tell him about it at the meeting. So,
hey, wait, what about the auditor?
My list.
Nobody's nominated the auditor.
Well, I don't have any. Well, I guess should be in the phone book.
If you called the auditor's office at City Hall, I'm sure they'd put you right through.
Yeah, but I haven't had a phone book for years.
Oh, the same number you called the mayor's office. I bet you they could switch you down there.
Oh, yeah. I'll see, because today it's the last nice day, and I have a ton of stuff to do. So.
But I say, and again, if somebody wants to nominate her, that's okay. But you know, she's been on here recently, and who knows, might be good for her to get out there and have some fun and throw a fruitcake.
Yeah, I think I called George's wife last year.
Oh, George, you know. Yes.
I got his number, too, and stuff. I got all these numbers. I found my list, so
well,
I'll
work
on it in the next few days.
Yeah. George would be great. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How did I forget about George Kasotis? I think the only reason George has never been in it, he was on vacation, I think, at one point, because I know he goes away for Christmas, and I think one year he was having a surgery, I think is what had happened. Well, hey, you heard it here first. Mary Ellen Withrow, the First Lady of Marion, is now in the event. And Mayor Kellogg back for year number 3. You know, Mayor Kellogg is such a cool guy. So glad to have him back in the event. So now we've got Mayor Kellogg and Bill Now listen here. Look at this. We've got the longest-serving mayor in Marion history, Mayor Jack Kellogg, will be in it for the third time. And now we've possibly got the mayor-elect, Bill Collins, in it. Mary Ellen Withrow. Well, let's just run down all the names here, where we are. We've got Ted Jolliffe, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfelfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, and Mayor Kellogg. So that brings us to 19 people already in the big fruitcake toss. 19 people. Now, Bob, I don't want to put the crank on you here, but I don't know. Should we have – I know we have a plaque for the overall winner. Now, we did Most Improved, and we did WWGH last year, but should we do a senior? I think we did have a senior plaque last year, oldest competitor. Well, I think we shouldn't call it oldest competitor. I think we should probably call it most mature competitor or something like that. But I know we did that, and I don't know, you know... The men and women compete against each other. I really don't know if we should have a separate one for the women or not. Because honestly, I think women have beat men in this. If you look at the results. Oh, a matter of fact, by the way, if inquiring minds want to know, Bob, I just forgot until now. I was kind of busy yesterday. Bob sent me the results of the fruitcake toss from last year. So I do have the results here. Boy, let me try to pull this up here. Adam threw, well, boy, oh boy, I'm going to have to blow this up. Going to have to blow up the old fruitcake results because it's a picture of the handwritten results. Linda, our official secretary, did this. Okay. Bob Welsh, now he's not in it again this year, but he threw for 48 feet last year. We didn't have Chief Collins in this, if I remember right. I thought we had Chief McDonald. This must be Chief McDonald. Chief McDonald threw for 52 feet. Adam threw for 32. Is that right? I'm going to have to go back to that. Bob Welsh threw for 48 feet. Adam threw 54. I still don't believe that that happened, but okay. Sheriff Bales threw for 53 feet. Oh, John Heimlich was in it last year. John Heimlich, I believe, got 36 feet. Is this Taylor? I don't remember anybody their name Taylor. Oh, maybe they came with Bob Welch. Taylor got 50 feet. And then Ted Jolliffe got 46 feet. Abby, I think. I think that's Abby. Abby got 38 feet. Mayor Kellogg got 35 feet. Ed, who won last year, got 61 feet. Mrs. Welch, Bob Welch's wife, got 13 feet. Who's this down here? Willie? Did we have somebody named Willie in it last year? 51 feet. Chip got 40 feet. Sarah got 45 feet. Mr. Neal got 32 feet. Somebody named Dick Vogel? I don't remember that name either, but I'm sure they were there. 49 feet. You know, I know I threw the fruitcake last year. Apparently it's not. You know, there's a few names from last year that are not on this thing. So to be honest with you, I'm not really sure if this. I'm going to have to ask Linda about this. Because seems to me there are names missing from this list. Because I know there were other people there. And it says Chief. It looks like it says Chief Collins, but there was no Chief Collins there. It was Chief McDonald. Now, did he throw for 32? I don't remember. In any event, those are the results from last year's fruitcake toss. So that's, you know, last year the winner threw for 61 feet. And I think Tyler is the friend that Adam brought with him. Okay, so that's who Tyler was. But so that's the rundown of the fruitcake toss last year. Maybe I didn't throw a fruitcake. I know I did the year before. I thought I threw one last year, and I think Glenn threw one. I know he was there. There were other people there, too. I know Jeannie was there. I know that Glenn was there. Chief McDonald was there. I don't know. This list might be incomplete here. So I'm going to have to talk to Linda about this. Linda was there. Linda threw a fruitcake, and I don't see her name on this list. So I really don't know. Maybe these aren't the complete results. But Judge Edwards. I don't see Judge Edwards on this list. I know he was there as well. I don't know. We'll figure it out. 740-751-4038. Okay, again, we've got 19 people. Now, who's going to be the 20th entrant into the fruitcake toss? The 20th entrant into this year's fruitcake toss. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. Can you believe we're already up to 20? And we've got, what, a month? I think so. Three? Well, how many? Okay, we're Thursday today, and this is on a Thursday. We've got 4 weeks. We've got a whole month before the big fruitcake toss on December 14th at 7 p.m. All right. Does anybody else have any other entrance into the fruitcake toss here this morning? 740-751-4038. Fruitcake toss, December 14th, 7 p.m. If you'd like to nominate somebody, give me a buzz. Just make sure you let them know when and where. And that's pretty much all there is to that. Okay. Back on the McDonald's list. The McRib returns. The 17th through the 19th, you get one if you get a McRib, you get one free medium fry and soft drink with the purchase of a McRib at McDonald's this weekend, 17th through the 19th. And you get a free large fry with the order of $2 or more, only on the app at McDonald's. Apparently, this is every day. Or 20% off any orders of $2 or more. So that is the McDonald's rundown here, our little McDonald's pamphlets that they hand out. Okay, Christmas in Caledonia, December the 9th. Carrington, Matt, and I will be there ringing in the Christmas holiday. Thanksgiving pizza coming up on Wednesday. Next Wednesday. Don't know what it's going to be yet, but we're excited to find out what it is. Day after Thanksgiving, we'll have the tree lighting and a Christmas pizza. Maybe the fruitcake pizza again. We don't know yet. Surprise coming up on the program tomorrow. Can't tell you what it is yet because I don't know if it's happening till tonight. So I'll let you know tomorrow morning. Attaboys, this coming Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. will be giving away for free the contents to make a free Thanksgiving dinner. This coming Saturday at 9 a.m., the Richland Road Church will be having their food giveaway. And Victory Center will be having their food giveaway this Saturday at 10 a.m. And check out Matt's music video on Facebook or YouTube by searching Scott Spears Exchange, and you can watch that video. And apparently, the two things I'm known for now, the fruitcake toss and election coverage. What a dichotomy of events that is. And as I said, apparently she's not listening this morning, but I have got the perfect person who can do the food and the drink the night of the fruitcake toss. Now, I'm guessing the drink will probably be hot chocolate. That's not that difficult. But the food, I'm not sure. You know, we've bantered this back and forth. I don't know what you should serve at a fruitcake toss. Nothing too difficult, because we're only out there for an hour. But I don't know. What, cookies? Christmas cookies? Would that be our thing? Figgy pudding? I don't know what goes into figgy pudding. That could be very difficult. And maybe we need a mascot for the fruitcake toss. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I wanted to confirm with Judy, but I did. Fruitcake Lily will be there.
Oh, Fruitcake Lily will be. How old is Fruitcake Lily now?
10.
Ten.
We're getting to be an old lady on us.
I know. How does that happen? Blows right by.
I grow up so fast.
Hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right. We do have confirmation. I think this has been our youngest competitor, 10 years old now. Started when she, I believe, was 7 in the fruitcake toss. Fruitcake Lily is now our 20th entrant into the fruitcake toss. So now we're up to 20. My goodness. You know, Judy has called the mayor to see if Mayor Schertzer is going to be in it. You know, hopefully, his last year in office, he'll be able to. I think last year there was a conflict because he was running for state treasurer and something had happened. So I think that's what derailed that last year. But maybe we'll see him this year. You know, last year doing this, why not? 740-75140. Not last year we'll do the fruitcake toss, but last year he'll be mayor. You know, go out with a bang. 740-751-4038. Okay, 20 people in the fruitcake toss now. 20 people and growing, and we've still got a month to go. Fruitcake Lily in. Taking your nomination, 740-751-4038. Okay. Well. Okay, we haven't heard anything about this big scandal. Last home game, Ohio State will be playing this coming Saturday. What is the big deal with the signs? Does anybody understand the signs? Does anybody have a grasp on this thing? I don't understand it. I understand that somebody could be sent to steal the signs, but I don't understand how that's going to help anybody. Because how do you know what sign the team is going to call on the field that day? You would only know minutes before the play was called. So why is this such a big thing? Does anybody know? If anybody does, let me know. 740-751-4038. Okay. Did we finish up our Family Feud yesterday? I can't remember if we did or not. Let me take a look here and see what I can find in our Family Feud area. Did we get them all? I think we got them all right as we were going off the air yesterday. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Didn't Buckeye guy explain that to you?
Well, he went on about it. I don't know if he explained it. He certainly went on about it.
Yeah, he went on about it.
Do you understand it? I don't.
Well, I understand it, you know, a little bit. You know, they can always call a timeout. If you substitute, that gives the defense the right to substitute and gives them more time to get your play. The captains on the defense, you know, if they know what the, and are looking at our coaches and stuff, if they know the signs, then they can get it instantly and, you know, project their coverage. You know, the sign, you're into baseball, right?
Right.
And you know how they come up with little signs and they do several things at one time to make it hard. I mean, you would think they would change their signs periodically.
Well, what I can't understand, I mean, even if you called a timeout, you would have to have somebody over watching the signs that were being called. Then you would have to somehow relay that from that person to your sideline. It would have to get to your head coach. Your head coach would have to let your team captain know what play was coming up, and they would have to line up to block that play. Now, how can that all happen in the course
of... Well, if the team captains know what, you know the signs, and, you know, they can call it on the field.
Right, but, I mean, this is all happening in the course of, like, a minute.
Yeah, you know, seconds sometimes, you know, 30... I think they got 30 seconds to get the playoffs. So.
Right, so 30... How could that happen in 30 seconds? I don't think it could.
Well, I think sometimes they could benefit from it, but not all the time.
And if it were true, why have the games been so close? You know, the Michigan-Ohio State game, Michigan has won the last 2 years, but they've been close games. If they knew everything, why is it so close?
Well, it's not going to work every play.
Right, so what does really and this...
The big plays are the ones, you know, like if it's fourth and one and Ohio State's going for it, you know, if it's going to be a quarterback sneak or, you know, an end around or whatever, you know, that's the plays that they would be keying on. And Ohio State might not go up to the line instantly and try to do it. You know, Ohio State might take a little time to huddle up or maybe even go over and talk to the head coach about it, you know, call a timeout. And if they wanted to go for fourth and one, you know, that would definitely give them time to, you know, intercept that sign. But, no, you know, they're not – every play they run, they're not worrying about, you know, knowing the signs. They want to know the signs for the for those big plays. If it's going to be a fake punt or something like that, they want to know that sign.
Yeah, but my second part of this is they've suspended him from the field for the last three games. Now, what is the evidence? Why can they not show the evidence? What if they have it to the point where they have suspended the man? Where's the evidence?
Right. If you got the evidence and you suspended, man, it, you know, there ought to be more. I don't know, what are they saving the evidence for? Do they want to take him to court and sue him or what?
Well, I mean, they can't
do. If you already got him off the sideline, I mean, what more can you do to him?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's a crime, so it's not going to be like that. And they've already done what they can do. They've taken him off the sideline. So if you're going to suspend a man, shouldn't you have to show why you're doing this? And don't you find it awful peculiar that they're doing this the last three games of the year, probably their most important three games. And the other thing I find odd about the whole thing is they're not taking him away from coaching. He's still calling the plays. It's really not all that different. So if you really believe that he was part of this scandal and he knows the other team's plays, he's still coaching the game. So what?
I didn't think they'd want him up in the box either.
No, so what? What is all this? It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I don't know. It's just another way that whichever team wins or loses, they can have an excuse for why they lost.
Well, with 4 weeks left to go, we're up to 20 people in this fruitcake toss. What do you make of this? You got any odds-on favorite here so far with 20 people in?
I don't know. Last time I picked Adam, but I don't think I'll pick anybody.
Adam did pretty good last year, but Ed, who hasn't been put in it yet this year, Linda's husband, won last year with 61 feet, but he does not hold the all-time record. I believe that's still the kid from Donato's who threw 72, I believe it was, 2 years ago.
I think it's going to boil down to the wrist action.
Well, that's the thing. People think it really has to do with power or the bigger guy or a woman can't win. That's not true because if you walk up there and throw it with a lot of power, it'll go up high, but there's no distance to it. And
right.
if you try to throw it close to the ground, if it hits the ground, it's not going to roll. A fruitcake doesn't roll maybe a foot. That's about it. So that doesn't work. So you have to hit it right in the right place to really do well with this event. It's like bowling.
Yeah, I wish I could come to it, though, but I wouldn't even hardly be able to stand to do it.
Well, you know what? I bet you could throw it from sitting down. It's just an underhanded toss.
That ain't going to work.
You know,
I won't win if I get in it.
You know what? I'll tell you. It's interesting. This may be the year that Mary Ellen is there. Now, I know that she thinks she can't throw it far, but I think we're going to be surprised on this one. She certainly can't do any worse than some of the people.
No, she can't do any worse than Adam did.
No. No, year one, he was in negative numbers. You know, it's interesting. Miranda called in both of her children's fathers, but we don't have Miranda entered as of yet. Now, isn't that interesting? But she's going to bring the kids out that night to watch the fathers duke it out.
Well, the fathers need to call in and put her in it.
They do if they're out there. And I understand that they might be listening. I think they ought to put her in. Get her up there to toss a fruitcake.
That's nice. She could be friends with the baby's fathers. You know, hopefully the baby's fathers are in their kids' lives, you know.
I think they are. And I think that that's nice. I think that that's a very positive thing. But you know what's interesting? We're already up to 20 people. And like I said, there's a lot of people last year's winner, Ed, is not in it. Linda, who's been in it every year and been the secretary, she's not in it. Abby has not been put in it this year. Sheriff Bales, I think that's being checked on. Chief McDonald, I think that's being checked on. Judge Edwards has not been put in it. There's some others, I'm sure, but you know, we still have some. Sean, Terry, Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker. So a lot of entrants still open. Plus anybody wants to put in.
Yeah, because there's going to be several people that, you know, aren't going to show at the last minute too. You know, that happens every year.
It does, but you know, last year the group pretty well did show. A matter of fact, if somebody didn't show, they usually sent a surrogate. And this year, I'm looking at this list. Oh, Dr. Davis was there. I didn't see him on that list. Dr. Davis threw last year. I didn't see him on Linda's list.
You got the perfect place to do it this year.
We really do. You know, good parking, good lighting. It'll be fun. And if people want to go get a pizza when they're done, knock themselves out.
It's right down the street.
Right down the street. That sounds good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 20 entrants into the fruitcake toss, 2023 so far. How about, and some new people this year. Kerr Murray, Andy Apfelder. Carrington, Matt, Judy Summers, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, people who've never been in it before. So some new blood into the fruitcake toss this year. Again, 740-751-4038. If you'd like to put somebody in, or do you understand the Ohio State, Michigan sign scandal? Does anybody understand that whole rigmarole that's being talked about now? I do not understand it. I understand that Ohio State has lost 2 years in a row. And I understand that they don't want to lose 3 years in a row. That's a turkey. I get that. But is it really practical to believe that this sign-stealing thing really helped all that much? I just don't think there's enough time in between plays for this to be a thing. But who knows? Maybe it is. 740-751-4038. If you have any entrance for the fruitcake toss or there's anything you'd like to talk about, give me a buzz. Okay. And remember, we'll be on tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon. You know, we're going to skip that one because I think that could go badly. Okay. Well, that's kind of a goofy one, too. You know, I think we did that one. Roll through this list here this morning. Okay, I know we did that one. You know, I don't think we did this one. If somebody did, they'll tell me. Okay, here's the Family Feud category this morning. Name something kids just love to jump on. If we did this, I don't think we got very far in it. Because I know there are answers on this that we have not gotten to. All right, 740-751-4038. There are four answers here. Name something kids just love to jump on. 740-751-4038. Four big answers here this morning. Who's got them? Name something kids just love to jump on. All right. Four answers. What are they?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I think he just did this one lately. Beds.
Beds number one, but I don't think we got all the answers.
Let's see. Well, some say answers, and I thought we did. Okay, maybe not.
Okay, we'll see if we get them all real quick here. All right, bed is number one. Name something kids just love to jump on. Bed is number one. 71 people said bed. What are the three other answers? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A trampoline.
Trampoline's number two. You got it. Trampoline, number two on the list here today. Name something kids just love to jump on. Bed is number one. Trampoline, number two. Two other answers. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Name something kids just love to jump on. 71 people said bed. 20 people said trampoline. What are the remaining two answers here? Who's got them? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say furniture, like a couch.
Couch is number three. You got it. Couch is number three on the list here today. So couch at number three. One big answer left here this morning. Does anybody know what it is? Name something kids just love to jump on. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Your nerve?
Your nerves. Not on the list, but I'm sure that's true.
What about a diving board?
No diving board on the list.
So what kind of snacks are you going to have at your event?
You know, I think hot chocolate would be the proper thing for a drink, but I don't know. What would be a good idea for the food?
Cookies.
Yeah, I think sugar cookies is probably the way to go. Now, do you know who I'm talking about? I don't think they're listening this morning, but who obviously I would put in charge of this.
I have an idea.
Well, so we don't give it away for the audience. Just tell, instead, I'm going to throw a real curveball for you. What does the name end with? What letter?
Is she a proprietor of a local business?
You know, I would not deny that.
Okay, I think we all know who it is.
I think, but I think she'd have to get her little buddy to help her.
Little buddy. Hey, couple things. Number one, so just reviewing the numbers of the footage, no women even came close to, like, doing as good as the guys. Judy might have had a good idea. A chick one and a dude one.
Now, you came close. You were not that far off, though, were you? Let me look at that. Hold on.
I'm a big old girl. Most girls aren't as big as me.
See, I don't understand this list, though, because there are, I know Dr. Davis was there. I know that Linda threw one, and I don't see any of their names on this list. So I don't see Chief McDonald. I don't quite understand this. But let me see here. Let me go down through the women here real quick again.
I was probably the farthest, but I'm an exception. I'm a powerhouse.
Well, Abby did 38. That was better than Mayor Kellogg or Oh, well, other people here. Mr. Neal got 32, so she was better than Mr. Neal. And I know I threw one, and I'm not on here. So, who was Tate?
How far did you throw it, Scott?
I don't remember. I thought I'd look on this list and remember, but apparently I wasn't on it. And Linda,
then I was curious about something. That letter that someone wrote to you, and you said you didn't open it.
Oh, yes.
Nasty.
Yes.
Why didn't you just throw it away?
Well, I'll tell you why I didn't throw it away. Because here's a funny story. It's a quick story, but it's a funny story. I get this letter in the mail. And again, I don't even know if it's really mean or not because I did not read it. So I can't. But there was something written on the letter, like on the where the envelope sealed, that I thought, uh-oh, I think this might be negative. And I don't want to have a negative thought of this person. So, I was going to throw it away, but I laid it on the table with my junk mail. And the next day, I brought it up to somebody, and I said, hey, this letter came in the mail. I think I'm just going to throw it away because I don't want to think negative of anybody. And the person said, well, let me read it. And I said, well, I don't think I'm going to do that because I think you'll tell me what's in there and then you'll think negatively of that person. And I don't know that that person wanted you to see it. So when I got back to throw away all the junk mail where the letter was, where I normally would have just thrown it away, I tossed it in a drawer because there were people who did want to read it. I'm not saying I'm going to let them read it, and I probably won't, but that's why I threw it in a drawer.
Yeah, because definitely a recipe for disaster if you don't want to. You might just as well read it for yourself.
Well, you know what, though? I know this person, and I do not. I you know what? Even if they said something negative about me, I would still think highly of them. It's just I don't want to remember that they said something negative because I don't think they ever have said anything negative, and I don't know what spurred this, but I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't read negative.
Talking about things that have spurred things. Now, I don't want to sound like the rooster taking credit for the morning here, but wasn't that our little back and forth about the fruitcakes that kind of launched this whole thing? Like, why you're famous for your hatred of fruitcake?
You know, I think it is. There are a couple things that happened. I think we did a back and forth that got this launched the first year, and I said, well, if we get 20 people, we'll do it, and we did. That was during COVID, I think. a first year of COVID and people didn't have a lot to do. And then there was a year where money was actually raised. You remember that? Way back where people wanted me, and if you eat a fruitcake, and then people kept contributing money, and we got a fair amount of money for that in a short amount of time, and I did eat the fruitcake on the air. And I think that contributed to it. And then the Civitan Club said they were selling more fruitcakes than they ever had because I was talking about it every morning, how much I hated them.
They really did say that?
They said, oh, yeah, when I saw them on, I think the first year of the fruitcake toss at the old house, they came up to me and I said, you know, I hope it hasn't hurt your sales that I say how much I hate them every morning. And they said, no, they said, it's free advertisement. Keep talking about them.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Any publicity is good publicity. So that went on. And then I think also people who now have come to the event realize what a fun event it is. So I think that's why it's caught on. So now it's become a tradition. So, yeah, I think our little back and forth did contribute to this becoming a thing. But literally yesterday, and I, no kidding, a guy, and I don't know who he is, and God bless him for listening, but he just turned to me and said, hey, Scott, you got your big fruitcake for Christmas yet? I'm going to get you a big fruitcake.
And none of it was scripted. I really think this was born out of just one of our many early morning phone calls, and we must have just started talking about fruitcake. And I said, there's only two kinds of people in this whole world, people that love fruitcake and people that hate fruitcake. And clearly, we know now what side of the fence that we are on, and I'll convert you one of these days. But it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, and you know what? I think all great things start like that. And I think now, you know, possibly we'll add food this year. What do you think about the mascot being Carrington? We'll change her name from Sprinkles to Fruitcake.
I think that's a beautiful idea.
Fruitcake the Elf.
If we look, you can get anything on eBay. We can get her a fruitcake costume.
Wouldn't that be something? You know, that right there would be worth the price of admission, and we could... We could just keep that fruitcake costume and use it every year.
Yeah, and then Glenn could come down and tell her she looks like a McCall threw up on her.
Well, he'll probably say that anyway, because I'm sure he'll be drunk that night. Now, you threw for 45, so you beat quite a few people that night.
But listen, I'm a big old girl, and the point I'm trying to drive home is most girls, they're not going to...
Well, you know
I don't know how to say this.
Well, here's,
you're not going to be like a little toothpick and go up there and do, you know, as good as a dude.
Yeah, but now here's the thing about this. I'm looking at the list, and there were only three girls on here anyway. Mrs. Welsh, you, and Abby are the only three girls I see. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's probably part of the problem here as well.
Yeah, come on, ladies.
Well, and Abby, she alleges herself to be a big powerhouse. Remember, she got down and did the push-ups.
Well, that is pretty far for her, because, like, she's not that big, I don't think.
No, but 38, you know, 38, I mean...
No, okay, so you know how they do, like, a wind-up in fast-pitch softball?
Right.
Are you allowed to do that, or no?
No wind-ups, because I think, you know, people would complain. I think one underhand toss keeps us all on the same field.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of variation in this.
Keep it simple, stupid.
That's right. We don't want to have people suing us. We don't need that. Well, you know, we'll have to get a lawyer down there.
Okay, well, have a good show.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. Name something kids just love to jump on. We've got a bed, trampoline, couch. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And there's still time to enter people in the fruitcake toss. We've got 20 entrants so far. What else you got? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about leaves?
Pile of leaves. That's it. You got it. All right. So name something kids just love to jump on. Bed was number one. 71 people said a bed. Trampoline, couch, and pile of leaves. Go ahead, caller.
How about daddy?
No, daddy. It was pile of leaves on the list. Now, what do you, we've got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes left here. What do you think about Sarah and the divisions of the fruitcake toss, male and female divisions?
I don't think you have enough people for that.
Well, we only had three.
If anything, give the females a 5 foot, you know, part of their, you know, their line up 5 feet.
Well, I mean, when you look at this, Sarah threw for 45, Abby threw for 38, and the winner was 61. I mean, it's not like there's a whole lot of variation here.
It sounds like practice could make that go up.
Yes, and I think Ed got a good toss-off that night, if I remember right. But I don't know why so many people's names are missing off. I don't see Jeannie's throw. I don't see Glenn's throw. I don't see Chief McDonald. I don't see myself. I don't see Linda. I don't know why these are not on the list. Fruitcake Lily, I think, was there last year. I don't see her throw. And I don't know who this Taylor person is. I don't remember anybody there named Taylor.
No. It'd be nice if the kids could get a lot of their friends involved in it.
Well, yeah, I think they should. I mean, they're still in school at that point. I don't think school lets out until December 16th.
You know, we know Kerrigan has a lot of friends that, you know, listen to her and stuff. But.
Well, now look at this. You know, think about this. So far, let me look at women-wise this year. We got Sarah. We got Carrington. We got Judy. We've got Mary Ellen. And we got Fruitcake Lily. So we've already got more women this year than we've ever had before.
Yeah.
And
so that should work.
Now, Karen.
You can't count them frickin' frack.
No, you can never count on them. But yeah, Abby did show up last year. I mean, I'll give her that. Nobody's nominated her this year, but she did show up.
That was good, but getting Michelle to show up is going to be slightly more difficult.
I don't know what happened to Michelle. I have not talked to Michelle in quite some time. I don't know.
She just ain't been on the radio forever.
No, I don't know what happened to her. I honestly have not talked to her in probably a month, maybe a month and a half, I think, since right before the Root Beer Stand closed up for the year.
And she used to get a lot of good, you know, like Sarah said, you know, no advertising, better than none, you know, or whatever, you know, bad advertising.
Yeah, it was good.
However you put that, but
it was positive. And we'll see how far Carrington throws. Carrington might win the whole thing. You know, she's long and lanky.
Very well possible.
And she's double jointed.
Is she practicing?
You know, I just told her about it last night. You know what? I'll ask her tomorrow night, and I'll see if she's practicing yet.
She could use a 10-pound rock, and that'd be just like a fruitcake, wouldn't it?
It tastes just like a fruitcake, too. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've hit our end here. Now, remember, we'll be back tomorrow morning. I think Linda Sims is coming up next. Hey, somebody call and talk to Linda about the fruitcake toss. She'll be on from 10:15 to 12 today. Adam, 12:15 to 1. And for this day, I'm out of here till tomorrow morning at 8:15 a.m. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not. You know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at.